Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable, where we discuss issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today on the Women's Roundtable on Live Talk, we're looking at what women rights groups and the government are doing in the fight against gender-based violence. We're having this important discussion at a time when the world is commemorating 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. The campaign started on November 25th and will end on December the 10th. But first, U.S. President Joe Biden was in Angola Wednesday for a tour of Labito Port, the ocean terminal of U.S.-backed railway development corridor. The president met with workers and spoke with leaders about what the president called the largest U.S. investment in a train project outside America. VOA's Anissa Powell traveled with the president and has this report.
This is what President Joe Biden journeyed from Washington to this western Angola port to see. The future.
When I launched this project with our G7 partners last year, I said our goal was to build a better future. And folks, the future is here. It's now. The future is here.
On Wednesday, Biden capped his first and only presidential visit to the continent at Angola's Labito Port, the terminus of a 1,300-kilometer U.S.-financed rail line that brings critical minerals out of Africa's remote interior. The United States has invested about $4 billion to refurbish the dilapidated tracks, which run from copper-rich Zambia through mineral-rich Congo and then to the port. Once the full route is completed, which officials say will happen by the end of this decade, the system will cut a road journey of some 45 days to a rail trip of just 48 hours. On Wednesday, Biden announced the U.S. will invest another $600 million to upgrade the rail, develop the corridor, and expand agriculture. And while this project is small compared to China's sprawling Belt and Road Initiative, Biden emphasized that the U.S. seeks true partnership with African nations.
The United States understands how we invest in Africa is just as important as how much we invest in Africa.
Regional heads of state met with Biden to tout the project and plot a path forward.
This will be a linchpin for the economic development that will provide the participation of small and medium enterprises in the business value chain, mainly in agriculture, industry and mining, in order to increase trade and economic growth of the SADC region and the Eastern African region.
The corridor is way more than just a transportation access. It is a unique opportunity for regional integration, economic transformation, and to improve the living conditions of our fellow citizens.
Analysts are quick to note that this is no charity.
From the U.S. and EU point of view, it's like if we don't have access to the critical minerals for the green economy, will lag behind in terms of greening the global economy.
And a top Angolan agricultural official told VOA that Angola hopes to use this boost to one day export higher value items duty-free to the U.S. through the Africa Growth and Opportunities Act, or AGOA.
We are also very focused on promoting internal production, effectively solving our need to feed our people. And as the process allows us to effectively evolve towards opportunities such as AGOA,
it makes for an attractive future, one that Biden hopes will outlive him. Anita Powell, VOA News, Labito Port, Angola.
Thank you, Anita. The first woman to be elected president of Namibia, Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa of the ruling SWAPO party, says she recognizes the significance of this for women in Southern African nation. My election to the highest office in the land is definitely one that is breaking the glass ceiling for a Namibian woman to lead at this level, she says in a speech in the capital, Windhoek. Let's hear what more she said.
Comrades, fellow Namibians, as a woman, I am the first to admit that my election to hold the highest office in the land. He is definitely one that is breaking the glass ceiling for a Namibian woman to lead at this level. In this context, it's not going to be business as usual, comrades. I love you all, but you might hate me, but hate me because I love you, and I want to do what is good for you. And I repeat, it's not going to be business as usual. We must have radical shift in addressing the plight of our people, especially the downtrodden and the vulnerable communities. The time is now to address all known gray areas and challenges that we face without fear or favor.
That there was the president of Namibia, Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa, of the ruling SWAPO party. Meanwhile, some women in Harare are blaming the deteriorating economic situation in the country as one of the lead causes of gender-based violence. A young lady, Titi Mashavari, had this to say to Studio 7 reporter Tobias Mudzingwa early this week.
Always what is gender-based violence these days? One, the economy. People abantu are stressed. Some are suffering from depression, but because of our African culture, if I have to say, but we don't really know that sometimes when it comes to mental issues, there is no cleaner. People want to help, but they don't know where to turn to. So sometimes they outlet on the loved ones that are near. They bring out their stress through violence in their families. Uvelem sevens in less stress, you take a palanzang, or post them shout to be sitting. He lets that out to the woman he loves because he doesn't know where to release. And Tina Jenavatar, Abamyama, we don't believe in therapy. In counseling, it's not really that thing. Even counseling, we don't believe in counseling within our families. When you are counseled, you are told clean and clean first. Nobody really helps you to go through those emotions.
At that day was Tsitsi Mashavave, a young lady based in Harare, speaking to Studio 7's reporter Tobias Mudzingwa. Some men are also urging rights organizations to include men in the awareness campaign against gender-based violence, saying some abused men suffer in silence. Norbert Kuvamudiki from the Female Students Network had this to say.
I think it's an issue of socialization, and the family as the primary institution of socialization is the one that instills that culture in men to say if you have been abused or if you are facing hardship in life, you are not supposed to complain, you are not supposed to cry as a man. A man must be strong always. So this is the socialization, this is the ideology and the culture that has been instilled in men that is affecting them from speaking out whenever they face abuse in their life. If we are dealing with the issue of socialization, it's the same as dealing with colonization. It's not something that can happen over the night. You do an awareness campaign today and things woke up in the morning and changed. It's a process that requires a lot of time, a lot of programs that are centered on decolonization or socializing men to say that it's right for a man to cry, it's right for a man to speak out, it's possible for a woman to abuse a man, and it's possible for men to also speak out and seek help whenever they are abused. So it requires constant and prolonged programs that are centered on conscientizing men on that issue.
that there was no bed, Kuva Modiki of the Female Students Network speaking in Harare. Women's Affairs Minister Monica Muchangwa told Studio 7 early this week that the government would be decentralizing events to commemorate 16 days of activism against gender-based violence to the rural areas this year. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Now, to discuss our topic on 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, we are joined via Skype by Ms. Teresa Dangwa, the director of Dangwa Consultants. We're also joined by the director, Ushamaria Manaskana, Mrs. Ekenia Chifamba, and a woman living with disabilities, Ms. Edith Masango. But I'll start off with you, Ms. Dangwa. At the moment, the world and Zimbabwe are commemorating 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. What is your organization doing at this particular time regarding this?
Diaspora Women Arise is an organization that is helping women, immigrant women, who are coming from home and sometimes are connected to their abuser, who is the only person that they know. So what we are doing, we are providing two things. We are providing assistance in them getting their green cards, for example, without getting immigration relief, without it being attached with their abuser. And then we are also providing safe housing.
Thank you very much. I will come back to you. And also, maybe before I leave you, what's your view on Namibia getting its first female president? What does it mean for women out there?
Oh, it's exciting. Absolutely exciting. It also gives young girls who right now are hope that they too can reach as high as they can, because you know some of these positions have always been very masculine, very men, very gender unbalanced. So having a woman that is has become a president is an amazing thing for the young girls particularly.
Thank you so much. Tombo tanga nemi Mushare Edith Masango, vanova mudzimai ari kurarama neurema. Tinoona kuti imi munotaurawo kuti pane zvamungada kuona zvichiitwa panguva iyo paine mhembero idzi dzekucherechedza mirishonga mumadzimai. Imi munoona sei tichiona zviri kuitwa munyika pari zvino? Muri kuwana rubatsiro here kana kuti zvii zvamungada kuona zvichigadziriswa?
Oh, okay, thank you very much, Marvelous. Pamazuva aya tiri kucherechedza kurwisana nekushungurudzwa kwemadzimai atingatiwo 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. I think isusu vakadzi vakaremara tine zvakawanda zvatingade kuona zvichishanduka. For example, tingada kuona women with disabilities being empowered with our government. Tinoreva kuti vanhu vakadzi vakaremara vange vachikwanisa kuzvishandira uye nekuzviraramira. vakazvimiririra vachikwanisa kuchengeta mhuri dzavo zvisina kunyanya kushushikana. Uye tine masangano akawanda anoshanda nemadzimai muno munyika anobatsira madzimai mushure mekunge vashungurudzwa. Tinotarisira kuti masangano ayo ange achisvika kumamisha, kumaruzevha, kana kwatingati kuya kumaremote areas, for those women to be empowered with the information of what it is that we mean when we speak of gender-based violence. Where do they get help after being victims of gender-based violence? Saka tinotarisira kunge masangano aya achipinda achienda kumamisha achinoshandidzana nemadzimai akaremara.
Rambai makabata yenyu tichadzoka kwamuri. Tokuchingamidzai amai ekeni achifamba veshamwari yemwanasikana. What activities is your organization embarking on during these 16 days of activism against gender-based violence? You heard Edith there, Masango, who's living with disabilities, saying they would really like organizations to go into the rural areas. What's your take?
Thank you so much, Marvelous. As Somari Manaskana, we continue to bring the voices of the girls. Like we always say, anything for these girls without them is not for them. So we have been implementing an initiative that looks into sexual reproductive health rights, gender-based violence, and also safe abortion rights. I'm sure you have had the recent judgment which was passed in Zimbabwe with regards to safe abortion, which now allows victims of sexual violence to access such services. So we've been having conversations in Mashonaland East, particularly Murewa and also Chiwota, with traditional leaders and also community members using the Chief's Granary platform to discuss on these issues. But most importantly, include the voices of the young women and girls through our intergenerational boundaries with both the women and the girls, including also their guardians. We are also going to have a church's engagement program in Weza, where we're going to utilize the platform to raise awareness around gender-based violence and sexual reproductive health rights. And the most expected event that we're looking forward to is the one where we're going to engage with the Indigenous Caucus as well as the health committee to discuss some issues to do with sexual reproductive health rights, GBV, but most importantly, the issues around the recent judgment where we are in Zimbabwe with regards to the termination of pregnancy act and the issues that young women and girls are facing around child marriages.
Muri kutaura imi kuti muri kutaura nemadzishe nevamwe vemunharaunda pamusoro pemutongo uyu wamuri kutaura. Munganyatsotitsanangurira kuti mutongo upi uyezve uri kuuya panguva iyo paine chirongwa ichi chekutaura nezvemhirizhonga?
Mutongo uyu watiri kutaura nezvawo Mavelas wakataurwa naJustice Sakuva mazuva mashoma achangodarika mushure kunokunge kwakaita nyaya yakasumudzwa neboka rinonzi Wurka yavakaendesa kuhigh court. Yakanga ichitarisa dambudziko rakasangana nemumwe musikana kuburikidza nepamuviri paakatakura pekubhinwa. Takafara nekupembera nekuti Justice vakabva vati zviri kutenderwa kuti vana vanenge vambunyikidzwa nekubhinwa vatenderwe kunge vachibviswa pamuviri zviri pamutemo. Isusu taakuchienda papoto dzemumhepo, taakuchienda mumapoka akasiyana siyana uye kutaura pakasiyana siyana panofambiswa mashoko kuti zvakakosha ndinozviziva kuti zvine kakumhurwa kazvinouya nako kunyanyanyanya mune dzimwe dzisvondo uyezve munharaunda kuti kubvisa pamuviri kuuraya. Achitarisai nyaya dzakaita sekuti vamwe vacho vana vabhinwa nevana baba vavo, vabhinwa nana baba mukuru, vabhinwa kana namufundisi wechechi chaiye. Tiri kuramba ichitarisa nyaya dzakadai sekuno kuzimbabwe kwatsvuvidza nyaya yamadzibaba Ishmael yatiri kumhanyidzana nayo seshamwari yemwanasikana. Toti here shuwamwana atakure pamuviri ane makore gumi nemana semukuru wesvondo waari kutarisira kuti amuchengetedze mukati mekereke maanonamata.
saka ndiyo nyaya tiri kumanidzana naye kuti inyaya yakanaka nekuti tinoda kuti mashoko acho aende kumaruwa uko kwatinoshanda kunana Chirezi kwatinoshanda kumanika lendu uko kuti vanhu vazvizive nekuti zvinochengetedza utano hwavana vedu tarisei uwandu hwevana vari kufa vachibva pamuviri vachinotsvaga munharaunda vana vari kufa vachibara nekuti ivo vanawo pachavo kana vana vari kutadzwa kuenda kuzvikoro vaakuchengetawo vana vachitadzwa kuwana mukana wekutembera kuti vange vari vana vachiitwa vabereki.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please stay on the line. Coming back to you, Ms. Dangwa, if you can answer in Ndebele, we see that, you know, we're talking about gender-based violence. How prevalent is it here in the diaspora when we look at the African community?
Ikuthi abantu kabakhulumi kakhulu ngakho but abantu bayachaywa ezindlini abantu abafazi bayachaywa ezindlini abanye we have heard ama story abantu bebulalwa to the point yokubulalwa kulabantu kulamadoda asejele ama Zimbabweans asejele kathesi ngoba babulala umfazi wabo so kukhona ikuthi abantu bayakufihla njengokukhulunywa okwenziwe nguthithi ekuqaliseni ukuthi abantu babe lokho besithi ahlalele imuli yakho ayikho kwenza amadoda but uyakufa ngakho bakhona abafa ababhubhayo ngendaba yona le.
Tomboti pane mamwe madzimai ari kunze kwenyika imo muno muAmerica vari kutarisana nemhirizhonga vanofanira kuita sei imi munokurudzira kuti vaite sei?
Tinokurudzira zvinhu zvairi chekutanga kuti ngavaende panzvimbo iri safe ngavabve panharaunda iyoyo yavari kazhinji vanhu vanofungidzira kuti havana kwokuenda nekuda kwokuti pamwe akaunzwa nemurume wake iye murume iye ndiye ari kubhadhara magetsi ndiye ari kubhadhara pavari kugara ndiye ari kuvasapota asi vofungidzira kuti havana kwokuenda isusu tiri kuti pano pasanctuary kudiaspora women arise tinapo pekuti muuye muzogara musingashungurudzwi and then kazhinji munhu anenge achiudzwa kuti saka handichakuitira mapepa handichakugadzirira mapepa isusu tiri kuti oega unogona kuzvimiririra tinogona kukubatsira tokumiririra through immigration services dzatinoprovida muhurumende yemuno inotozvinzwisisa kuti pane maimmigrants anotoshungurudzwa pane mabhakure anotoshungurudzwa mudzimba saka vanotori nemutemo unotibvumira kuti tikwanise kugadzirira mapepa ako wakazvimirira uri dunga munhu wega.
Thank you so much. Please stay on the line. Tombodzoka kwamuri muzvare Masango. Mataura imi kuti shiro yenyu ndeyekuti zvirongwa izvi zvakanangana nekupedza mhirizhonga zviitwewo kumaruva. Imi muri kurarama neurema hupi uyezve zviri kufamba sei zuva nezuva muchitaurawo nevamwe maorganization ari pano zvamungada kuti mubatsirwe nazvo?
Okay, so inini ndinorarama nekusaona. I'm vision impaired. Kuna zvakawanda zviri kuitika mavhimasiko vakadzi vakaremara. Tatawa maissues evakadzi vanoshungurudzwa mudzimba nevarume. Asi mukadzi akaremara ane kushungurudzwa kwakapetwa nekuti ati kushungurudzwa nemurume ozoshungurudzwa nehama dzemurume dzisingakwanisi kugashira chinonzi kuremara. So tine maissues akawanda evakadzi vari kushungurudzika mumwe opedzisira angogara nekuti anenge achifunga kuti andina anyone else anokwanisa kuzondigashira andina kumwe kwandinokwanisa kuenda ndiye anondipa chikafu saka ndikasiya marume ndozodi andina kubatsa kwandinoenda kwandinogashirika vakadzi vakaremara vanoshungurudzwa kwakawanda vanoshungurudzika mudzimba dzavanogarisana nevarume vavo vanoshungurudzika kumabasa kune avo vanenge vazowanirwa nyasha dzekunge vawana mabasa kumabasa ikoko kune kushungurudzwa kwakanyanyisa vanoshungurudzwa kuzvipatsara vanoshungurudzwa kuzvikoro nenyaya yekuremara dambudziko rakanyanya ratinosangana naro nderekuti our community haisati yakwanisa kuaccepta chinonzi disability or I can say hatisati takwanisa kunzwisisa chinonzi kuremara kuti chii vakawanda vedu tinoona kuremara kunge zviri spiritual or something saka instead yekuti tibatsirane nemukadzi akaremara upenyu hwake huvambidzike vanhu tinenge tichitomusondora vanhu tinenge tichitopitisira mwoyo wake so
tingada kuti vanhu tishandidzane pamwe chete patoki demaprograms edu kunyange nemaorganizations vayakaita sana mukwasa neshamwari yemwanasikana nemamwe akangodaro tinenge tichishuvira kuti all these programs ange ari inclusive tingotini information yedu inaccessible format zvekuti munhu asingaoni ndikasvika ndikanzwa zvavari kutaura nezvazvo ndinokwanisa kuzvizerengera bhuku rangu rebreu ravanenge vakagadzira rine information ndinokwanisa kuona maaudiobooks avanenge vakagadzira so ndinotarisira kuti zvirongwa zvese zvichaitwa kusimudzira madzimai kurwisana nekushungurudzwa kwemadzimai zvinge zviri accessible zvinge zviri inclusive tichifambirana nemadzimai akaremara nekuti kutaura chokwadi madzimai akaremara anoda kubatsira.
Aiwa, tinotenda murambe muripo panhare tsakuda zvedu kusvika kumagumo. But coming back to you from Shamwari Mwanasikana, where can people find you if they want to participate in some of the programs that you have?
We are on various social media platforms. We are on X at Shamwari Mwana. We are on Facebook, Shamwari Mwanasikana. We are on Instagram for the young people. We are on TikTok and also LinkedIn. We also have offices in the various provinces that we operate in. Murewa, Chiwota, Chirezi, Mutare, and also Harare. We encourage you also to join our men's and boys forums, Darirema Chinga. We are actually awarding outstanding gender champions, Marvelous, next week on Monday. So join the Men's and Boys Forum. Join Mandaro's online platforms and physical. You can be a volunteer and also you can start a club at your school.
Mm-hmm. You are talking about awards. Tell us a little bit about those for Monday.
I'm Marvelous.
You were talking about the awards that you're going to have on Monday. What are those for?
Okay, so these are annual awards that we hold annually in commemoration of 16 days of activism. We are awarding outstanding gender champions. These are males who have been championing women's and girls' rights at different levels, community, decision-making, religious, traditional, and also civil society. So this year, we have partnered with Canadian Embassy as well as Men Engage Zimbabwe, as we are the current chair for Men Engage Zimbabwe. So it's going to be a big event in Harare, but we have not limited our awardees from Harare only, but also across Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Coming back to you, Ms. Dangwa, as we wind down our program, where can people reach you?
And, you know, I can be reached on WhatsApp, +1 914 618 8800. I am also available on Facebook as Diaspora Women Arise, as well as we have a website on Diaspora Women, thediasporawomen.org.
Thank you so much, Ms. Dangwa. We'll end off the program with you, Ms. Masango. Where can people find, you know, you talked about you are also a disability activist. What do you do under that title, and where can people find you?
Okay, so as a disability advocate, I work for several organizations in trying to amplify the voices of people with disabilities in several aspects of their lives. So I am available on +263 784 111 816 and also on Facebook as Edith Masango, Instagram Edith Masango, Twitter Edith Masango. So, yeah, I also work with those that are in the rural areas just to get information to them and also giving them advice on what to do with their lives, where they can help, where they can get help, and all the challenges they might be facing in their lives.
Mm-hmm. You're speaking about the rural areas. How do you work with those in the rural areas?
We travel to the rural areas. So I work with an organization called Center for Disability and Development. So we visit
several rural areas and identify those that did those.
Thank you so much. Thank you again, ladies. Thank you for being on this program, and that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Nhlanga Nyawuye.